You're listening to KNKX. And with spring finally here, KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson lay out their plans for this summer's crops on today's Food for Thought.
Stein, I'm always so jealous of you and De Groot when I come over to your house and look at your gorgeous garden.
Well, that's all De Groot. I'm just the occasional stoop labor.
I just wish that I could garden. We live in a place where it should be easy as can be.
What was it Max said about your gardening ability?
He said, she's good at planting, and that's where it ends. I really thought that when I pre-tired from the Seattle Times and I had more time on my hands, I was going to be down on my knees in the dirt.
I can see you now in your straw hat and bib overalls. How'd that work out for you, Nance?
Well, I like to blame the dogs for what's wrong with me and my garden. 2 years ago, I replanted these beautiful little carrots I had grown from seed. This was the fall, and I thought, I'm going to eat these all through the winter. But the dog had better ideas. She came in with, like, little orange around her mouth, and we realized, oh, my God, she's eating the carrots.
You got a vegetarian dog?
I had to take her to the vet.
Well, assuming your dog has now learned the error of her ways, what are your plans for this time around?
Mac was going to build me new garden beds. Ours were 20 years old and falling apart. Instead, we just decided not to. So I put everything I had in containers. I just have to face it. Herbs are the only thing I can grow.
I'll tell you one thing we're not going to plant anymore.
What's that, Stein?
Tomatoes. What do you think of that?
I think that we're going to have the hottest, most beautiful summer ever, and you're going to be sorry you didn't plant tomatoes.
No, I'm not. We've always had good crops with them, but we only use them for sauce. If we were fresh tomato eaters, it'd be different. But it'd take up so much space, and it's so much work to process them into puree. And after all that work, I mean, tons of tomatoes, I don't really get that much out of it. And I have discovered over the winter that the fire-roasted, skinless Cento tomatoes in the can, I can puree them with just an immersion blender, and they taste just as good. So we'll be growing a lot of stuff, but not tomatoes.
I really feel, as a cook, that there's nothing more important than having fresh herbs at your disposal. And one of the things I love about the weather here is some of these things just grow throughout the winter. I had planted late last summer full plants of parsley. Those things not only lasted through the winter beautifully, but they got huge, and they lived through that nasty snowstorm.
We have a lot of herbs, too, though some of ours just did not make it through the snow and the big freeze. I used to like keeping them in pots right outside the kitchen door. They were so handy. But we found that they really do a lot better in the ground. So this year we're going to devote a whole half of one of the raised beds to just nothing but herbs. I have two kinds of thyme, English and lemon. I've already got two chive plants going strong. Sage is doing great. Rosemary, really bushy. And we'll put in some parsley and some tarragon. Oh, yeah, fresh oregano, too. So you're not growing any vegetables at all, just herbs?
Well, I am growing scallions on my windowsill. Take 4, 5, 6, even if they look scraggly, and just put them in a little glass of water.
Just a little bit above the roots.
And you'll always have little fresh ends coming up.
Then you can snip the green parts off and it keeps growing?
I've had a set of scallions on my windowsill for 6 weeks, and they grow back fast.
So other than that and the herbs, that's all you're going to grow?
I'm going to try my hand again this year with potatoes. I bought these gorgeous row 7 potatoes from the East Coast, and they're supposed to show up in the mail this week.
I'm sure that all eyes will be upon them. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Mrs. Potato Head.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
If you're wondering whether a potato has been genetically modified, just ask it. Even if it says no, I'd still be suspicious.
Stein.